3 feet per second, contact now.
News stop. Date. Pro. Auto. Auto.
We're on the surface.
Okay, we made a good landing.
Roger, enters.
413 plus 10,000. That was a beautiful one.
Yeah, we're slightly off. We landed the slope, but other than that, we're in great shape.
Yep.
Right on the landing station.
Okay, you may have heard, after B-64 had pitch over, a code crater and the landing site were immediately visible. The sun angle was good. We were able to recognize it perhaps even easier than we were on the LNA display at the Cape. The LPD inputs were only one lap, and we took over short of a triplet, and I thought at first I was going to land south of the track, but it's rougher over there than the LNA shows, and so we came back on track and landed essentially on the track between triplet and doublet. Can I estimate perhaps perhaps 100 meters short of our target. Okay, with respect to the general terrain, we are in a depression here. We are looking, of course, directly toward Dublin Crater, which appears to be above us in elevation by approximately 25 to 30 feet. The terrain slopes gradually upward in that direction. There are some undulations, but generally speaking, it slopes gradually upward into the area of Dublin. The z-axis of the spacecraft is about 1.5 degrees to the right of the landing plane. And of course that puts the shadow of the left off to the left because of the current sun location. I'll continue to say that generally speaking, as I sleep from one horizon to the other, we find the terrain is a little rougher than I expected, and we are in a depression here in the landing site with respect to the south and to the north.
First of all, as Al pointed out, we're very close to the landing site that was proposed.
As Al pointed out, the toward Dublin is a rise, and this the ridge that we have talked about that is beyond Dublin is very pronounced. It forms our skyline, or my near horizon, and we seem to be sitting in a bowl. It slopes toward us from the west. It's rather choppy, I might admit, undulating, but the ridge beyond Dublin is the highest thing I can see in front of me. Looking around to the right, the skyline is quite undulating. There is a large old depression to our right, that is to the north of it, which forms another bowl very similar to the one that we are appear to be sitting in.
Friday, it's a beautiful day in the land of Fra Morrow. But we'll bring Master Rhyme on 30 seconds to keep simulations hit us again.
Okay.
Just in the Master Rhyme is on and A and B lights are on.
Roger enters.
quiet. Looks good.
Mark, 1 minute.
Eh? Any radar temperatures coming up? Okay.
Is it a smooth ride?
Yeah, it's great.
And Terry's your go-for.
Guidance is good. Roger.
4. Pizza by is good. H dot still low. H is converging. Beams and eggs are about 2.5 foot apart. Good. Down to 32,000. We should be getting landing radar in very soon. Give an update at 12,000. There's a little difference in them. On radar, that's a lock on. On radar, that's 1,000.
There's Houston, you got by.
The radar in.
Roger.
Bet they know that. Huh? Bet they know that. Stand by
for 6,
Mark 6. 6. Pizza by is good. H dot is low. H is high now. We're running high on H. Things are actually good.
And Terry's Houston would like you to cycle the landing radar breaker.
Cycle the landing radar breaker.
Okay. Good cycle. Velocity light, 57, enter. How's it look, Houston?
Can we accept?
Okay, I would like to accept the radar.
Okay, bro. Bridging, bro.
Great. Great.
Okay, and monitor descent to fuel, too.
Okay, the throttle down was on time, essentially. And we're on descent fuel, too.
Hi, Roger, Al.
Okay.
And in Terry's Houston, your ping's H dot is a good one.
Okay, thank you. The ping.
Leave that up.
14,000.
And Terry's Houston, you go at 8.
Roger. Starting the camera. How much?
10 seconds to go. 4.
Okay, there's pitch over.
64, we have pitch over, Houston.
There's 12.
Roger.
Right on.
And there it is.
Right on the money. What's the LPD, babe?
LPD, 41.
Okay. That is a
41.
Beautiful.
Right out the window, just like
outstanding.
Great.
Okay.
Terry's Houston, you're a go for landing.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're out of 3,000 now,
75 feet a second.
Okay, radio CD. Hey, okay. Houston, I'm on F.
Roger, Ed.
Okay, 2,000.
1,500.
A little fast, not bad. Holding in well. LPD's 40, Al.
Okay.
Coming through 1,000 feet, 27 feet, right on schedule. Right on schedule now. Went by Cone Crater right outside to my right.
Okay, the best spot is a little south of track, about halfway between triplet and doublet. A little south of track.
Okay.
About 60 meters,
and
that's where we're going.
It looks good from here. Looks good from here. Okay, Al, you're through 550 feet.
Okay.
16 feet per second, 500 feet, 15 feet per second. It looks good. Your fuel is good at 10%.
Okay, let's take it over and move
okay.
up a little.
Yeah, I think so. You're through 320
on
feet.
On hold.
Okay. Okay, I'd give it a few clicks. You're through 200 feet. 5 feet per second. That looks good.
No level here.
9% fuel looks great. Okay, looks like you're going right over the middle of a triplet. 170 feet out, 2 feet per second down, 8% fuel. You're looking good.
Hey, babe.
Okay, 170 feet in holding. About 1 foot per second down. I'm going to speed it up a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to move forward.
Okay.
Okay,
7% fuel. Okay, you're still at 170 feet undefeated.
Starting down.
Okay, you can move on forward. You're just barely crossing North Triplet. Barely crossing North Triplet. 6% fuel, okay. 150 feet. There's decent quantity light.
Okay.
Low level.
All right.
And you can land over here. There's some dust, Al. 110 feet. 3 feet per second down. You're looking great. Great. 6%. There's good dust. You're on your own. It's
starting
down.
Starting down.
Okay. It says 90 feet. 4 feet per second, 5 feet per second down.
Okay.
Down. Looking great.
60 seconds.
We're in good shape.
Okay, 50 feet down. 50 feet.
We're in good shape, too.
3 feet per second. 40 feet. 3 feet per second. 30. 3 feet per second. Looking great. 20 feet. 10. Okay, recycling the Parker valve.
Okay.
Close. Open. Close. Open. 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 Open.
Twin helium rig one closed, lock back barbell full. The oxidizing fuel vent for gray. Mr. Arm is on. He said vent fire.
Dave? Mr. Arm?
Arm is off.
Dave? Fuel.
And they're coming down.
They're coming down. Okay. Propellant tip press monitor.
Been ready, North.
Ascent and descent.
Okay, ascent still good, descent one. Descent two are coming down on both.
Okay, ascent helium monitor cycle. Ascent helium monitor.
And Terry's Houston, you stay for T1.
Okay, stay for T1. Ascent helium two looks good, ascent helium one looks good.
Okay, O2 quantities, monitor. I'll take a look at those.
Take a look at those babies.
Okay, just like you did in orbit. SN2 is full. Back to descent. All right. And the sequence camera is off. HFA transmitter to voice. For stay for T1, so I'll do the 414.
Plus 20,000.
That's 20,000. And 400 plus 4.
400 plus 40,000.
414, that's it, that right? Houston, did I get a 414 plus 20,000 in?
Stand by. That's firm,
okay.
Ed, you got it in.
0.01. Okay. Barrier, down 43, Houston.
Yeah, we are a little slow, aren't we?
Yep. About the flattest place around here, though.
Yeah, what's that, about 8 degrees of roll we're in, 8 degrees slope.
Okay, we got the down 43 out.
Okay, let me copy those down. Those two. Back on our book.
Stop is reset.
40. Hold it. I read up before I got
minus
it down.
367.
What?
Minus 367, minus 1751.
Minus 367. One, what?
1751.
What was the altitude be that?
Get that. You want to give me the targeting for B-12, please. I need six.
Okay. B-2, 109.
Plus 109er.
Okay. 04.
Plus 04.
Plus 3406.
406. I have 10904. 3406.
Looks good.
Okay. How about my 976?
Okay, that's good. Go with the pad value. 55124.
Okay, verb 25. Enter plus 5512. Plus 15. Enter. 0. Enter.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Houston, how do you like the eggs alignment? Can we go ahead and update the state vector or stay with what we have?
Stand by. Okay, Ed, the eggs is go as is.
Okay, go as is. 411 plus 10,000. 411 plus 10,000.
Right. 410 plus 0. Okay, we're waiting on a stage. Helium.
There is Houston, you are stay for T2.
Roger,
okay.
Thank you.
Stay for T2. Tape recorder off, ICS CTT.
Okay. However, I can see a suggestion of them quite a ways away from the limb. Kind of running parallel to those that I can see, and we'll have to talk about later when we get out in place.
Ed,
I think we see lineations that are not, go ahead.
Roger, could you give us a little more description on the near field craters, that is the ones that are running close to the limb?
Okay. We have a small pattern of craters at the 12 o'clock position, or maybe about 12:30. I have an old subdued crater with a pressure crater in the middle of it, and a two or three grouped around on the north edge of it. That crater is about
15 feet across. Immediately in front of us, maybe 15 feet, is about a 6 or 7 foot crater that's pocked with a few pressure craters on it. At the 1 o'clock position, I have an old crater, probably 12 foot in diameter, with a fairly small, relatively fresh crater on the southeast side of it that's maybe a foot in diameter. And as a matter of fact, the larger of those two I just described seem to form the south pair, the south of a very small triplet. As a matter of fact, the one I described, the first one I described, is in line with those three. As a matter of fact, they form a quadruplet, I guess. Now, those are the largest craters in my near field, and they are the quadruplet I spoke of. The first one I described is at about the 1230 position and probably 50 feet out. And the fourth one, which is the most northeasterly, is at about the 230 position and probably 40 feet out. Any questions?
That sounds very good, Ed.
Okay, beyond those, at the 1 to 130 position, I see two craters that the surface is sloping up from me at that point. Two craters that are probably, the closest one is 25 feet across. It's about 60 to 80 feet from us. And that's at the 230 position. And about 25 feet beyond that one is a crater which is 15 to 20 feet across. These are both smooth rimmed craters. They are rimmed craters, but they've been beaten down and have smaller craters on the sides. And those two that I just described are south of the large block, rock block that I spoke of. They're south by about 30 to 40 feet. Let me describe two more craters, and you can have it. I'm getting dry. Almost due north, which would be my 3 o'clock position. Let's say the 245 position. I don't want to be discriminating here. 245 position at about 85 to 100 feet. Almost in line with the quadruplet, is another crater, 25 to 30 feet across, with a smaller one on its southwest rim. It's closer at the 3 o'clock position, just barely in my right-hand window field of view, is about 35 to 40 feet out. Now make it 40 feet out. Is a crater about 12 feet across, which seems relatively fresh. However, all of these craters have small, very small craters aligning them. Okay, I'll take over. Hey, Houston, referring to the surface map, on the following coordinates, Charlie Peter and 64.9 is a crater. A fairly new crater, which I'm looking at almost directly abeam of the limb. So I would say that our landing point is just about on track, and we're perhaps 10 meters to 20 meters short of the landing site. The bright crater on the west wall of South Dublin is also very visible to us from this point as it is in the landing surface photograph.
Darius Houston, I understand you have this Charlie Peter 64.9 crater at your 9 o'clock position, is that correct?
That's right. Houston, we're going to have to get on with our P-22 here very quickly.
Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, you can call up the 930 position here.
Roger, we got you. And Terry Houston, I have your consumables update when you're free.
Roger, number one.
Signal strength is building up. Looks like we're going for a lock-on.
Roger that.
And the no track light is out. Okay, we're locked.
And Terry, this is Houston. I have the LEM wake update for your DAP load for you, and we do want to do an e-memory dump prior to the gravity measurement test.
Okay, I'm ready for the updated weight.
And Terry, this is Houston, LEM weight 10869er, read back over.
Roger, 10869er.
Roger that. When you're ready to copy, and Terry, I have your consumables update. And also the updated liftoff times for Rev 16 through 19. Over.
Okay, Houston, I'm ready to copy liftoff time.
Roger, Ed. Updated liftoff times for Rev 16. 112 plus 52 plus 47. Rev 17. 114 plus 51. Plus 07. Rev 18. 116 plus 49er plus 28. 118 plus 47 plus 48. Read back over.
Okay, Rev 16. 112 5247. Rev 17. 114 5107. Rev 18, 116-4928,
19, 118-4748. And Terry Houston, read back correct. I have your consumables update when you're ready, over.
Okay, ready to copy.
LEM consumables update at a GET of 110 plus 30. RCS Alpha 80.0. Bravo 77.0. Descent oxygen 81.6. Ascent oxygen NA and 9 or 7. Descent water 75.1. Ascent water 98.4, 98.8. Ampere hours descent 119 or 9 or. Ascent 572, over.
Give me the descent water again, please.
Descent water, 75.1%, over.